This is two blocks from Sretensky Monastery. And so this is, and then there's another monastery on the other side that's Rozjestvensky Women's Monastery. This whole street where I am, and
Lubyanka.
So it's right, she's asking sort of the geographical location. And so it's pretty much central. There's Moscow's kind of a circle type city where you have the middle and then you have a ring around it that you can actually walk. It's a very nice walk, very long. And each section changes. And in, 1600s, 1700s, you had a monastery probably on every block. This was, and so this is just one of the parish churches, though, that was in that area. And you can see it's very simple. I mean, they do not have the money to renovate very much. They depend completely on their parishioners to give money. The priests are usually somewhat busy or try to find sponsors. Some of the renovation you see in churches and the restoration work, they work very hard to find people, like companies that want to sponsor a church. This is their little area where you come and write out your list for the people. This woman on the left is very sweet. She's been there for all of the 12 years that I have been going here. And this was on the Feast of Transfiguration, so they had blessed the fruit. And then this year I was there on their Feast of Dormition. So this was very special. For the evening feast, I was actually, or the evening vigil, Uspiany. And so this is each and every church. It's just incredible to visit the churches because they, the feasts are just so beautiful and veliki. It's a very different feeling. I mean, when I come here, it's like being in Russia. There's such a warmth of community and celebration of this that I find it always incredible. This was early on the feast day. He was going to bless the water. And then here, we're looking towards the entrance of the church. And you can see there was one fresco that was left from those days. And this was probably painted in the early 1800s. So it's that style that, some people like, some people don't like. But a lot of churches have a mixture of, this later style and then some of the very early icon styles. And this was a bishop from someplace in the Ukraine. Very personable, very nice. And this was the deacon and the icon. And then they had a procession. Some of these might be a little blurry because you take pictures without flash. And here I was free to take pictures. Nobody would even venture to tell me not to. But you can imagine sometimes in even that other first cathedral, you're going to have at least 10 people come to you and say, who gave you the blessing to take these pictures? Now, as an American, I'm probably a little rebellious, and I have made up something and said, well, I got a permission from so-and-so. But no, I try never to offend anybody or take a picture, but for the most part. So we were outside making a procession, and it was pouring rain, but they blessed, they had a blessing with the water. And now we're moving on to a park in Moscow. So what I wanted to do is just show a couple of churches the contrast that you see. This is in a park called Sokolniki. And this church was built in 1862. So it's very much like, those churches way in the northern part of Russia that were wooden churches that were built way, way back when that most have disappeared, due to fires and such. But this one, fairly new, and it, it was closed during the Soviet times, and then it was reopened in the 90s. And inside, it's very, very simple, very simple. Mm-hmm. And the priest's wife, Matushka, is the one that has done these icons on the iconostasis. So very, very slowly. A lot of these churches have these wonderful stoves. You know, that's on the right hand side. So that's
even I have it home like that. Yeah, it's old fashioned. Very
and it's you know, so in the winter it's cold, and this is a wooden church, so they can heat it up. This is the priest of Father Pavel, and this church is named Saint Tikhon of Zadonsk. And another connection that I find, you know, there's that phrase, Sluchaina Nebivayat, that, how's that translated? Nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by chance. Well, sometimes I'm sort of disbelieving in that. But I really, when I had the opportunity to come here and started putting pictures together, I wandered into this park just to take a nice long walk. Knew there was a church. Nobody knew exactly where it was. So I walked and walked for maybe half an hour, and I found it. A woman opened the door. She invited me in. And then I had come back another time to take the pictures that you see here. But on that first visit, this picture here, so if you can see that the very top icon is St. John. And she, when I bought some candles, she, right away, the accent gives me away from being someplace not other than Russia. And she asked where I was from, and I said, San Francisco. St. John. And everybody in Russia knows St. John of San Francisco. Everybody. Without an exception. They probably know more of our saints than we know of theirs, but that's okay because they've got lots and lots of signs, saints. But anyway, so I was amazed, and because it was St. Tikhon of Zadonsk, this is the church name in San Francisco where St. John had lived and had his orphanage. So I came back here a few times, and brought some tapes and things for Father Pavel to have. And then this is their sort of, they have a trapeza and place. And then in the park right near there is a little pond. Now we move on. If you look at your map, I know it's small, but it basically, it's a little hard to gauge the distance, but way down in the bottom is the Black Sea, and way up at the top would be the Arctic Circle. Mm-hmm. And off to the right-hand side is the town Galich. And this, I was brought here, decided to go here, from a parishioner at my parish in St. Nicholas in San Francisco, whose aunt lives in this town. She gathered up the priest in their parish, and he said, where is she from? San Francisco. They drove 2 hours to meet me at the train station, and then began another 5 hours. We drove all through the back roads of this area. So this road is not uncommon, what we were driving on. It was a little bit rainy that day. And we came to this little tiny town of Troitskaya, so it translated would be Trinity. And this church is completely in ruins, will never be restored. There's just not the money or the interest of people. There's a lot of towns that I visited that have primarily people who grew up during the Soviet times, and they don't have religion. You know, they're not churchgoers, they're not believers. And so there isn't, it's just too far away from anything for them to consider that they would restore this church. But they brought me here. He sang in a part of a molyvan or a kafist. But this is the inside. There's you can see a little bit on the walls, some of the frescoes that remain. And he and this friend, Nadia, Nadine, They have done a lot of research in their area. This is Kostromskaya Oblast area. And they found, and they put this stone here as a commemoration to the father of Saint Tikhon, who was the patriarch of Moscow, and who was in San Francisco in the early 1900s, probably 18-something to 1905, and he served at Holy Trinity Cathedral in San Francisco. And this was something so moving for me that they knew I was coming from San Francisco and that they would bring me someplace like this because of that connection with the patriarch of who had been in San Francisco. And on the way out, he says, wait. He goes into the church, he brings back a brick the size of that. And my friend says, Father Alexander, that brick is a little heavy. She might not be able to bring that home. He went back in and brought out a very small piece of wood that he found just on the ground that was part of an iconostas, you know, and he said, that's not very heavy, and gave that to me. So, you know, it's things like this that have really kept me so inspired over the years to try to be Russians, I'd say in general, and particularly the Orthodox people that I have met, have absolutely no boundaries to what they will give you, what they will do for you. The hospitality is unmatched from what I've experienced different countries. So this is their little town. This overlooks a lake, and that's kind of the town center. It's and this is in Galich. This town was probably founded somewhere in 1235, so like that. So it goes way back.
What population? How much population?
Population probably 30,000, maybe. Uh-huh. Not very many. It's very small, and it's sort of spread out. This was basically ruled by the family, the brother of Alexander Nevsky. So way back. I don't claim to have any sort of in-depth knowledge of Russian history. It's a little too complicated for me. But this whole area of Russia had incredible salt mines. And so you can still buy in these stores little packages of what they call black salt. And of course, Lenin in a lot of these...
He's still there?
Lenin is still very much, I would not say alive and well, but in the sense of politics, Lenin, you know, and everything from his time on in terms of, you know, Soviet, you know, conservativeness, you know, and you know, this isn't to talk about politics. So, but a lot of these towns did never. Some of them took away all these statues of Lenin, and some didn't. And so these towns may be somewhat anti-Putin. They may not. You know, it's a complicated thing when you visit some of these towns. This town had a beautiful monastery, which is no longer in existence. This is my friend here in the black, the gray jacket. She was talking with a little lady who was still gathering leaves and bringing them home for her stove. And she had cut off a lot of branches to bring home to burn in her oven. This was a monument they made. Now this is Father Alexander's church, and this is the Church of the Door Mission. So I always found it very,
inspiring.
Very inspiring and very comforting when I'd come and then think of the monastery here. This is just the entrance into the church, and then this is part of the iconostas, and you can see that the upper part is painted in a little bit of a style. And this was on their feast day.
Was that functioning during the Soviet?
Yeah, and this is functioning. This was not closed during Soviet times. And it was kept going. I mean, you know, a lot of these country churches have mostly elderly people. Some there, you know, there are a lot that have a lot of families, but I was visiting this since August, and so a lot of the kids are not around. This was my friend's cats. When my friend...
It was rain outside, probably, right?
This cat, this was 2 years ago, actually, and this cat has had to eat this. babies. And so I have a picture that was given to me this year from that cat and her babies.